RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first headlines. The Indonesian military TNI chief focused to four Indonesians still held hostage by Abu Sayyaf. Indonesian government chiefs focused to saving four remaining Indonesian captives. Indonesian military TNI commander helped supporting facility of Outer Islands. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian military, or TNI, will likely launch another intelligence operation in an effort to secure the release of four Indonesian nationals held hostage by Filipino terror group Abu Sayyaf. Following successful negotiations to release 10 Indonesian hostages, authorities have confirmed the continuance of total negotiations to release four others captured by militant group in a separate attack. The four Indonesian crew members of TB Henry Tugboat and Christy Barge were taken hostage by a faction of Abu Sayyaf group on April 15 in the sea border of Malaysia and the Philippines. The four whereabouts are still unknown. TNI Chief General Gatot Nurmantio said the release effort for the four Indonesians will include series of informal negotiations and military intelligence operations. The hostage takers have reportedly not yet contacted the owners of the ships with a ransom demand. The foreign ministers and military chief of Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines are set to meet on May 5th in Jakarta to discuss border area security and joint patrols to prevent such incidents in the future. TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio immediately provided supporting assistance facilities for the soldiers on Dana Island, who serve on the most southern part of the Indonesian Outer Islands. It is said by Commander of Commando Resort Command Korem 161 Wira Sakti Kupang, Brigadier General Hari Wiranto, Monday, May the 2nd. He explained that in his working visit to Dana Island, the most attention and facilitated is the problem of clean water on the island. Besides, the concern is the problem of the vehicle to facilitate the activity of the soldiers in the outer islands, such as three-wheeled vehicle VR and speedboat that used for patrolling the Dana Rote Island. TNI commander will also provide assistance in the form of a communication tool in the form of HT because during this time, radio communication is already in emergency conditions. The Indonesian government is focusing on freeing four remaining Indonesian citizens held captive by the Philippine Abu Sayyaf militant group following the release of 10 seamen by the notorious terrorists on Sunday. President Joko Widodo expressed his thankfulness over the release of the 10 sailors who were taken hostage on March 26 after intensified effort by the government. He also thanked the Philippine government for its cooperation and communication. However, he added, the government will not rest on its laurels with four other Indonesian nationals still in the clutches of Abu Sayyaf. The president stressed the importance of border security, both for Indonesia and its neighboring countries, citing a trilateral meeting with Malaysia and the Philippines this week to discuss the issue. Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi, who accompanied President Joko Widodo to a press conference on Sunday, said the success of the release involved multiple parties from both formal and informal networks. The ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, becomes a great concern for the union worker businessmen and the local authority in Bekasi during the Labor Day 2016. Indonesian government, businessmen, and union workers need to cooperate in upgrading the workers' skill so they can compete in the global level. Bekasi Regent Neneng Hasanah Yassin on Sunday said the AEC can make all people in ASEAN come to Indonesia. The foreign workers in vision have to be the main objective for all sides. According to Neneng, workers' attitude is also an important thing to note. The local government and private sector has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for 30%. In the MOU, it is said that workers should be taken from original people of the region. Bekasi Apindo Chairman Sutomo said that his site boosts workers' ability based on competence for all workers in Bekasi. If Indonesian workers cannot compete, then the private sector will find other workers. The AEC give opportunity, chance, and challenge. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is aiming to boost marine products export to Europe. According to Indonesian Ambassador to Belgium, Luxembourg, and European Union, Yuri Octavian Tamrin, the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, with the European Union will bolster marine products export to Europe. As an effort to introduce Indonesia's fisheries products in Europe, Indonesia has participated in Seafood Expo Global in Brussels on April 26 to 28, where it displayed its penis-shaped design at a pavilion of 288 square meters themed Indonesia seafood naturally diverse, quality safe, and sustainable. The pavilion featured the stands of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry and 18 fisheries companies. Some 1,700 companies from 75 major countries of global fish markets participated in the expo. Director General for Marine and Fisheries Products Competitiveness of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, Nilanto Perbowo, said Indonesia has a huge potential in marine products export to the European Union. To increase the volume of fisheries export and production, Indonesia is seeking to establish new partnerships and eradicate illegal fishing. The Jakarta administration has planned to acquire lands owned by PT Pluit Sakti Karisma and PT Karya Teknik Utama to build low-cost apartments for Luar Batang Village residents in North Jakarta. North Jakarta Acting Mayor Wahyu Haryadi said on Sunday, May 1, 2016, that the local government will coordinate with and owners, and if they are willing to sell, the administration will be settled by the housing agency as agreed on Friday last week. Wahyu explained that the coordination meeting with Jakarta Administration's regional secretary was held last week. According to him, the low-cost apartment development was not prepared in a rush after the demolition of Luar Batang Fish Market. Wahyu said that the development was hampered by funding issues. The city administration would facilitate meetings between the housing agency and landowners in North Jakarta. Residents who had been relocated to low-cost apartments in other areas might be able to return to Luar Batang. The last item. City Indonesia recorded 633 billion rupiah or $48 million in net profits in the first quarter this year, a 12% rise from 567 billion rupiah in the same period last year. The profit growth was driven by a 10% increase in net interest income,
as also reflected in the bank's total assets as of March this year, that reached 76.5 trillion rupiah, a 6% year-on-year surge from the corresponding period last year. The bank also set aside a minimum capital requirement of 28.86% as of March, the company said in a statement. The bank's financing ratio for small and medium enterprises account for 9% of the total credit as of March this year. Last year, Citi Indonesia garnered 1.5 trillion rupiah in net profits with an asset increase of 14.6% year-on-year. In the digital arena, the bank also developed innovations and services by launching 4 smart branches focusing on digital banking solutions. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Indonesian military TNI shifts focused to 4 Indonesians still held hostage by Abu Sayyaf. Indonesian government shifts focus to saving 4 remaining Indonesian captives. Indonesian military TNI commander help supporting facility of Outer Islands. That was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if you see the beauty of nature among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the 3 awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary. The commentary today is on National Education Day and the future of Indonesian education. Today, May 2, 2016, Indonesia is celebrating National Education Day, which coincides with the birthday of Raden Mas Suwardi Suryaningrat, or better known as Ki Hajar Dewantoro, the father of national education in Indonesia. Ki Hajar Dewantoro was born in Yogyakarta on May 2, 1889, and died in Yogyakarta April 26, 1959, is known for his daring opposition against the Dutch colonial government education policy then. At that time, only children of Dutch origin, nobility, and rich people were allowed to get proper education at school. His criticism of the colonial policies caused him to be exiled to the Netherlands. After returning to Indonesia after some time, he went on to establish an educational institution that is open to anyone named Taman Siswa. Indonesia's current state of education, of course, is different from those in the Dutch colonial period. In that era, learning opportunities were still very limited. Only those who come from upper families who could get an education, and with a limited level of education as well. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence, the state of education was much better, even though with makeshift facility. Learning opportunities are now open to everyone, although due to the high cost, access to education to a higher level is still limited. Education is important for everyone to become a better human being. It has become the government concern since the era of the first President Sukarno to the current era of President Joko Widodo. Since 1984, precisely during the time of Minister of Education Nugroho Noto Susanto, non-year compulsory education has been set, but at that time, education cannot be enjoyed, but at that time, education could not be enjoyed by all children of Indonesia. The reason is Indonesia's local economy often not sufficient to be able to complete an education. As a matter of fact, the real education for Indonesian nation is a commitment between the government and the public, as stipulated in the 1945 Constitution that the objective of the state is the nation's intellectual life. In a speech to commemorate the 2016 National Education Day, Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan said, National Education Day is celebrated as a day of awareness about the importance of human qualities. Indonesia will be the world-respected nation and successful in a variety of global competition if it has people with high quality. Indeed, the limited educational facilities do not automatically hamper Indonesia to have persons with a high quality. Many children from remote areas with limited facilities and infrastructure have been able to achieve a better performance than children who live in urban areas with luxurious amenities and convenience. It all depends on the individual, family, and government. They need to fight and support from various parties towards national quality education amid intense competition and rapid technological advances that could be positive and negative. Well, happy National Education Day. Hopefully, education in Indonesia will get better and advance towards a better human quality. That was commentary today on National Education Day and the future of Indonesian education. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start for an event on May 2nd as National Education Day in Indonesia. Indonesian National Education Day, or abbreviated as Hardiknas, which means Hari Pendidikan Nasional, has been celebrated since May 2, 1908. It was initiated by the Indonesian education hero Ki Hajar Dewantara, the founder of the Taman Siswa education system. His educational philosophy, Tuturi Handayani, means that we can help others learn by coaching and mentoring. Ki Hajar Dewantara was a leading Indonesian independence movement activist, writer, columnist, politician, and pioneer of education for native Indonesians in the Dutch colonial times. He founded the Taman Siswa School, an institution that provides education for indigenous commoners, which otherwise was limited to the Japanese aristocracy and the Dutch colonials. He was honored as a national hero of Indonesia by Indonesian Vice President Sukarno on 28th of November 1959. The next event was in 1945. It's about raising a flag over Reichstag. Raising a flag over Reichstag is a historic World War II photograph taken during the Battle of Berlin on 2nd of May 1945. It is symbolic of the Soviet victory and occupation in the then East Germany in the closing months of the war. Several Soviet troops were shown raising the flag of the Soviet Union atop the German Reichstag building. The photograph was represented in thousands of publications and came to be regarded around the world as one of the most significant and recognizable images of the war. Owing to the secrecy of the Soviet media, the identities of the men in the picture were often disputed, also that of the photographer Yevgeny Kaldey, who was only identified after the fall of the Soviet Union. And the last event was in 1994 when Nelson Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist, lawyer, and former political prisoner, was elected as the president of South Africa. Nelson Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist, lawyer, and former political prisoner, was elected as the president of South Africa in 1994, following which he served one term in office. He was the first black head of state in South African history, as well as the first to take office following dismantling of apartheid and the introduction of multiracial democracy. He was also the oldest head of state in South African history, taking office at the age of 75. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on Indonesia's proposal to APEC member states to empower small and medium enterprises through culture and creativity. Some member states of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC, such as Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Peru, and Vietnam, are very rich in cultural heritage. On this basis, in order to develop empowerment of small and medium enterprises in the APEC region, Indonesia proposed to APEC member countries to develop small and medium enterprises through cultural basis and creativity. Meliadi Sembiring, head of Indonesian delegation at the 42nd APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Working Group meeting held in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, on April 27 and 28, 2016, as reported by Kompas.com, said cultural heritage through creative industry is expected to become a source of competitiveness for small and medium enterprises, especially for Indonesia in the face of APEC economic openness that will take full effect in 2020. Meliadi, who is also Deputy Supervision Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, said elements of culture and creativity as a source of competitiveness for small and medium enterprises is intended to them from most APEC members' economies that are growing, so it can compensate for the advancement of small and medium enterprises from most APEC member economies, which have been developed generally through technology basis. Further on, he also said, in the realization of inclusive and sustainable development for small and medium enterprises, ensure the readiness of small and medium enterprises, there are four challenges that have to be faced. The first are development of entrepreneurship, innovation, and development of a digital economy-based small and medium enterprises. Second, financing and capacity development. Third, development of inclusive business environment that encourages the development of small and medium enterprises. And fourth, development market access for small and medium enterprises in order to facilitate trade in the APEC region. Meanwhile, advisor to the Minister of Cooperation and Small and Medium Enterprises, Hassan Jauhari, said Indonesian small and medium enterprises must also be able to take advantage of advances in information technology in the economic cooperation between APEC region's countries. Small and medium enterprises can easily do business across the country's economy in the APEC region. Currently, according to Hassan, as quoted by Kompas.com, there are huge opportunities for small and medium enterprises beginners who are already developing application smart cellular phones-based information technology. He said supports are needed so that information technology-based small and medium enterprises can develop. For example, internet with increased speed, reduced cost of hired hosting or internet-based services as a storage of data, or run application and services at centralized place and facilities for the protection of intellectual property rights. The 42nd APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Working Group meeting discussed, among others, APEC Development Strategic Plan for 2017 until 2020, with a vision to make APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Working Group as a forum to realize the inclusive and sustainable development for small and medium enterprises and ensure the readiness to face the challenges in the 21st century. That was Focus Today on Indonesia Proposes Empowerment of Small and Medium Enterprises Through Culture and Creativity.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian military, or TNI, will likely launch another intelligence operation in an effort to secure the release of four Indonesian nationals held hostage by Filipino terror group Abu Sayyaf. Following successful negotiations to release 10 Indonesian hostages, authorities have confirmed the continuance of total negotiations to release four others captured by the militant group in a separate attack. TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio immediately provided supporting assistance facilities for the soldiers on Dana Island, who serve on the most southern part of the Indonesian outer islands. It is said by Commander of Resort Command Korem 161 Wirasakti Kupang, Brigadier General Hari Wiranto, Monday, May the 2nd. The Indonesian government is focusing on freeing four remaining Indonesian citizens held captive by the Philippine Abu Sayyaf militant group following the release of 10 seamen by the notorious terrorists on Sunday. The ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, becomes a great concern for the union worker businessmen and the local authority in Bekasi during the Labor Day 2016. Indonesian government, businessmen, and union workers need to cooperate in upgrading the workers' skill so they can compete in the global level. Indonesia is aiming to boost marine products export to Europe. According to Indonesian Ambassador to Belgium, Luxembourg, and European Union, Yuri Octavian Tamrin, the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement with the European Union will bolster marine products export to Europe. The Jakarta administration has planned to acquire lands owned by PT Pluit Sakti Karisma and PT Karya Teknik Utama to build low-cost apartments for Luar Batang village residents in North Jakarta. City Indonesia recorded 633 billion rupiah or $48 million dollar in net profits in the first quarter this year, 12% rise from 567 billion rupiah in the same period last year. That was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven.
for Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Stay tuned. West Sumatra Province is one of provinces in Indonesia which has many tourism objects. One of cities which has many tourism objects is Bukit Tinggi. The city was once the national capital in 1948 during the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia. The city has a famous tourism icon, namely Jam Gadang, or literally Big Clock. Besides, it becomes a sign of time. Jam Gadang is also as a sign of central city.
In 2016, the icon is 190 years old. Listener, Jam Gadang is located in the center of the city of Bukit Tinggi. Jam Gadang building has a shape-like monument with 26 meters high. Its base is 13 by 40 meters in European style. The clock which decorates the monument has round shape with a diameter 80 centimeters. The number of the clock is 4 clocks. The clocks are installed at the peak of the monument. The basic color of the clock is white and clockwise is black color. The numbers of the clock is Roman characters. Listener, according to history, Jam Gadang was built in 1826 and as a gift from Queen of the Dutch to Rookmaker, who was controller or secretary of Bukit Tinggi at that time. It was designed by architects Yasin and Sultan Gigi Ameh. First milestone was held by the first son of Rookmaker, who was still 6 years old. The development of Jam Gadang has cost 3,000 guilder. Although Jam Gadang was a gift from the Queen of the Dutch, but the maker was not a Dutchman. It was noted that the maker of Jam Gadang is Foreman, an American man. Listener, since Jam Gadang has been built, its roof has changed 3 times. When the reign of the Dutch East Indies, Jam Gadang roof has round shape and rooster sculpture heading east on it. While in the Japanese era, its roof was changed to become like pagoda. Finally, when Indonesia has been independent, its roof was re-changed to become gonjong or Minangkabau traditional house, namely Rumah Gadang or literally big house. In 2010, precisely in 262 Bukit Tinggi anniversary, Jam Gadang was inaugurated after it was renovated. The renovation was held by Indonesian Heritage Preservation Agency, supported by regional government of Bukit Tinggi and the Embassy of the Netherlands in Jakarta. Now, Jam Gadang is back to be stately and grateful. Sambayanan Alui Park, which is located around Jam Gadang, Bung Hatta Palace, and Pasar Atas or Ateh Market, seems to be a unity beautifully framed by the Siano Canyon panorama in the distance. Was Indonesian wonderful today? We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thanks for your listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Binatu, which in English means laundry. Stay tuned.
As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Binatu. Binatu, which means laundry. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi, which means good morning. Bantu. Bantu, which means to help. Mencuci. Mencuci, which means to wash. Kemeja. Kemeja, which means shirt. Celana panjang. Celana panjang, which means trouser. Bisa. Bisa, which means can. Pakaian. Pakaian, which means clothes. Disetrika. Disetrika, which means to be ironed. Mengambil. Mengambil, which means to take. Nanti malam. Nanti malam, which means tonight. Bayar. Bayar, which means to pay. Sekarang. Sekarang, which means now. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Binatu, or in English means laundry. The conversation is between A, laundry worker, and B, John. A, the laundry worker. Selamat pagi, Pak. Selamat pagi, Pak, which means good morning, sir. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means can I help you? B, John. Saya ingin mencuci kemeja dan celana panjang ini. Saya ingin mencuci kemeja dan celana panjang ini. Which means, I want to wash the shirt and trouser. Apakah bisa? Apakah bisa? Which means, can you help me? A, laundry worker. Tentu saja bisa. Tentu saja bisa. Which means, yes, of course. Apakah pakaian-pakaian Anda perlu disetrika? Apakah pakaian-pakaian Anda perlu disetrika? Which means, do you also need to ironing your clothes? B, John. Iya, tolong juga disetrika. Iya, tolong juga disetrika. Which means, yes, I do. A, laundry worker. Kapan Anda akan mengambilnya? Kapan Anda akan mengambilnya? Which means, when will you take it? B, John. Saya akan mengambilnya nanti malam. Saya akan mengambilnya nanti malam. Which means, I will take it tonight. Apakah saya harus bayar sekarang? Apakah saya harus bayar sekarang? Which means, should I pay it now? A, laundry worker. Tidak, Pak. Anda bisa membayar pada waktu mengambil. Tidak, Pak. Anda bisa membayar pada waktu mengambil. Which means, no, sir. You can pay when you take the laundry. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Indonesian keroncong songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Hanya Engkau by Bram Aceh. Happy listening.
Thank you. surya untuk menghidupkanku. Menerangi keseluruh kalbu. Oh, betapa
Hanya Engkau is the love theme song. The song is about someone who is much adored, her or his lover. Nothing else, only one she or he loving. That was a glimpse of content of the song sung by Bram Titali, or better known as Bram Aceh. The man who was born in Banda Aceh in 1913 is also known better as father of Indonesian keroncong music. Bram Aceh has brought generation who will follow the original genre of the Indonesian music world, like Harvey Malehodo, Irma Jun, and Glenn Fredly, who are his grandchildren. Bram's career in the entertainment world started since he won the first winner of the Keroncong Jakarta Raya Festival in 1955. Listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Rindu Lukisan by M. Rivani.
Rindu lukisan mata suratan hatiku nan merindu. Rindu bayangan nan meliputi para sari wajahmu. Mengapa membisu seribu pasang? Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mungkin kabulan merindukan kumbang. Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau deh aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Aku pun demikian, rindu sudah nasi untung di suratan hatiku nan merindu. Rindu bayangan nan meliputi para sari wajahmu. Mengapa membisu seribu pasang? Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian, rindu sudah nasi untung di badan.
The song Rindu Lukisan is an original Keroncong song. Besides M. Rivani, the song has also been sung by other Indonesian Keroncong singers. The song also tells us about the story of love of a couple lover. This song has beautiful lyrics, like poetry, which is getting more perfect and nicely presented by M. Rivani. Although it is an old song, but the song is still enjoyable. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, Let's listen to the last two songs entitled Telaga Biru and Pasir Putih by M. Rivani. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Waktu bulan mulai bercahaya, pancarkan sinarnya. Berkilauan air di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di tengahnya bambu sejuta menghijau warnanya, gemilang sinarnya di telaga, telaga biru. Waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersuka menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan suri, telaga bidadari. Bunga surga nan mengharumi, telaga biru. Waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersukaria menghibur hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.